This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center, and always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. The U.S. economy grew in September, a better-than-expected rise. Government data showing 254,000 jobs were added last month. Jobs were also revised in July and August. Labor Department Acting Secretary Julie Hsu says it is further evidence that the U.S. continues to recover from the economic storm triggered by the pandemic.
Overall, when we look at the state of the economy, we know that the jobs are out there. And a lot of jobs are, you know, they're jobs that we haven't seen in this country really ever because of the investments that we're making now. So clean energy, for example.
Healthcare, food and services and construction saw some of the biggest gains. After 2 days of striking, 40,000 dock workers returning to more than a dozen ports, their union and the U.S. Maritime Alliance coming to a tentative agreement on wages and will take up the issue of automation after the new year. Former President Trump will be on the ground in Georgia today. He'll meet with Governor Brian Kemp, Vice President Kamala Harris campaigning in Michigan. This is ABC News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Wisconsin Department of Justice is taking over the investigation into Wausau Mayor Doug Dinney. Dinney moved Wausau's only ballot drop box out of the public's reach 2 weeks ago to make a point. Former Republican Congresswoman Liz Cheney endorsing Democrat Kamala Harris for president Thursday in Ripon, the birthplace of the Republican Party.
Liz Cheney really is a leader who puts country above party and above self, a true patriot.
Cheney is calling for patriotism ahead of partisanship, calling Donald Trump not fit to be president.
I have never voted for a Democrat, but this year I am proudly casting my vote for Vice President Kamala Harris.
Trump campaigns in Juneau Sunday. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WRCE News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. The American Red Cross of Wisconsin is issuing an urgent appeal for volunteers who are willing to travel this fall to support emergency shelters for major national disaster relief efforts. Interested volunteers are urged to sign up today at redcross.org/volunteer. Beyond becoming a Red Cross volunteer, people can help in other ways following Helene. Blood donations are also helping. Hurricane Helene has caused more than 1,500 blood donations to go uncollected in the southeast. Yet the need for blood remains constant for patients in need. Two opportunities to give will be held next week. The first is Monday from 1 to 6 at the American Legion Clubhouse in Plain. The second is Wednesday from 9 to 2 at Wisconsin Heights High School. Appointments are encouraged by calling 1-800-RED-CROSS or go online to redcrossblood.org. Donate to the Red Cross and other organizations by visiting Civic Media's Hurricane Helene help page at civicmedia.us/help. And that's what you need to know. I'm Joanne Krulatz.
Heartbreak in Milwaukee. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. The Brewers went into the ninth inning with a lead yesterday, but a three-run home run by Pete Alonso ended Milwaukee's season. Manager Pat Murphy said he is disappointed for his players after a great season.
I feel sad for our guys because they competed like they did, and it was, you know, but it's baseball. When you're facing a team with those type of guys, that's what they're capable of.
Meanwhile, the Green Bay Packers will try to bounce back this week as they play the LA Rams on Sunday after losing last week to the Minnesota Vikings. Head coach Matt LaFleur said Jordan Love will be another week healthier this week after some struggles last week.
You know, I think that's a byproduct of not practicing for a couple weeks. I thought just in our limited practice today, I thought he did a really nice job. It looks like he's just getting back into the groove.
Kickoff this Sunday against the Rams is after 3 p.m. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cusco with Civic Media Sports.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
A ton of sunshine today and comfortable high temperatures as we reach 70 degrees. With feisty winds out of the south tomorrow, which shoves our highs to the low 80s. With chances of showers or a storm at night, after a cold front passes, it drags our highs on Sunday cooler to the upper 60s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 61.
Most people out here think that taking care of one another is important. And most people would step up for a neighbor going through a tough time.
Most people around here help out friends and family when they need it. But the funny thing is, most of us won't look for help when we need it. Talk to someone if you're struggling with mental health, because most people out here really care. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
She is performing in Wisconsin early next month down in Baraboo. Charo, what is the secret? Is it the music? Is it the dancing? Are your shows what keep you young?
Yes, I will never get old while music is alive.
Yeah.
You got to move it, move it. I have ants in my pants. I have to move.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Maggie Dawn.
Folks, you're just not going to want to miss this. I've got an incredibly special interview with Illinois Senator and Purple Heart Award recipient Tammy Duckworth.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4. This is News from the Center, WRCE.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide from the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Albaugh, along with our outstanding producer, Mr. Aaron Zommers, on the board, a TGIF edition. It is Friday, October 4th, 2024. It is a great day to be a Wisconsinite. 6 minutes past the hour of 12 noon, high atop State Street, a block off the Capitol Square. It is picture perfect today, just like it was yesterday in Ripon, Wisconsin, when we were there to cover Vice President Kamala Harris's visit, along with former Congresswoman Republican Liz Cheney. Boy, howdy, what an event. We're going to get all into all of that in just a minute. The voice, by the way, I'm not sure if it was being outside all day, but I think it's the fall allergies, Mr. Zommers.
Yeah, probably. Yeah, I know they've been hitting me pretty bad.
One of those things. Huge show today. Coming up a little bit later this hour, we have Brady Ewing, former Wisconsin football player, a three-time Big Ten champion, was the captain of the team for a season, along with Russell Wilson and others. Also spent 3 years in the NFL. His brother, Brandon Ewing, the Ewing Bros, are back for another joint appearance talking football, hunting, and other matters, all Wisconsin. Enjoying that in the second half hour of this hour. Then in hour number two, our friend Mr. Sean Hanisch joining us from Los Angeles, California, to talk about just a bit outside the story of the 1982 Milwaukee Brewers. A quick update, because there are new theaters opening in Wisconsin, Mr. Zommers.
Yet again,
more theaters opening, and it's fantastic. And here's the thing. I will get into this later. The Brewers lost last night. It was sad, bad, not glad, as Ken Lewis, my former teacher, liked to say. We'll get into that later on. But here's the thing, and I think this is especially true as guys. We don't like to go to therapy. So here now, if you're a little discouraged, if you're feeling blue today, not blue and gold, but just blue over the Brew Crew is lost last night to the evil Mets, go to a theater, because you can sit and be inspired and cry in the darkness and just say, it's not me, man. It's the movie.
You know what? Good idea.
Right? You can get Brewers therapy by going and seeing Just a Bit Outside this weekend. Sean Hanisch will join us and tell you where, how, and when later on in hour number two. And then at the bottom of the hour two, great, looking forward to this, 5 times New York bestselling author Ian O'Connor with his new book called Out of the Darkness, The Mystery of Aaron Rodgers. Timely indeed. Joining us now live from Los Angeles himself, the co-owner of the Green Bay Packers, the Green and Gold, also happens to be the senior advisor for the Lincoln Project, and like myself, a former Republican, Trigvy Olson, making an effort from the hotel room in L.A. Trigvy, thanks for joining us. How are you, my friend?
Good, man. I'm combining a little bit of work and play, because I'm out here for some work stuff, and I'm going to catch the pack.
Fantastic.
I got all my hats on, Todd.
Very quickly, have you been to SoFi before? The stadium.
I've never been to SoFi. No,
my friends.
Amazing.
Yeah, my friends who live out there, Ben, they say it's amazing. So go Pack, go get them. Trevi, lots to get to. I want to get to it right away. And I appreciate you coming on today. But you and I were texting a little bit last night. You and I both spent a lot of time in politics, you more so at the upper echelons of the Republican Party, working for people like John McCain. And I don't, you know, you can tell your own story. I got into it at 12 because I wanted a place to belong. And I felt like here's something that I'm inspired by, people like Ronald Reagan and Steve Gunderson. I haven't felt that way in a long time. I left the Republican Party in 2011. Late yesterday afternoon, standing in Ripon, Wisconsin, in a picturesque scene out of what could have been a movie on politics, Vice President Kamala Harris was on stage with former Republican Congresswoman Liz Cheney. And Trigby, it was electric. And not because there was a chance of, you know, we won't go back, we are whatever. And there's nothing wrong with that. But this was a presidential speech of Liz Cheney talking about the dangers of Trumpism and why, even though she's still a conservative, she's voting for a Democrat for the first time. And Kamala Harris being extraordinarily gracious and deferential and praising Liz Cheney for her heroism, thanking her and her father, by the way, for their support. And Vice President Harris making the point, look, I'm going to be a president for all Americans because that's my constitutional duty, and our constitution and democracy is larger than party. I felt like this is why I did it all these years, Trigby.
Well, I mean, we've reached a place where, unfortunately, for far too many, they're putting party ahead of being Americans first. And, you know, the win-win of our democracy is basically wrapping the genius of our founding fathers, is that a group of guys came together in Philadelphia, and they were all guys at that time, and it is what it is. It's just what it was then. Came together, and they said, you know, power, somebody's going to hold power, and you either don't hold power or you don't. Zero sum. But we're going to wrap that in a whole schoolhouse rock of win-win. We're going to have regular elections. We're going to give people free speech. We're going to allow people to have the right to assembly. We're going to have regular elections. People are going to be able to peacefully transition power. And I think what was electric about that is you were actually seeing two people who were standing up there talking about the American experiment and what has, quite frankly, made America great for centuries. Mm-hmm. It's why other countries adopted that model. And the contrast with what Donald Trump is talking about and what Donald Trump's coalition looks like, quite frankly, is moving. And because I think it gives people hope.
I couldn't agree more. I want to play a couple of these cuts, particularly from Congresswoman Cheney last night, because yesterday afternoon it was in Ripon, Wisconsin. For those that might not know, Ripon, Wisconsin is the birthplace of the Republican Party, not just in the state, of the country. And it was the Free Soilers, the Whigs, and some disaffected Democrats at the time who came together to appeal to our better angels for independent land rights, to help abolish slavery. And we did the show yesterday out in front of the Little White Schoolhouse in Ripon. Again, many thanks to the great folks at the Ripon Area Chamber of Commerce for letting us do that. Zomers, let's play the first clip here. Here's Liz Cheney in one of the most poignant moments yesterday in Ripon, talking about the events of January 6th.
It is Donald Trump's closest aides who also told us this. They said that while the attack on our Capitol was happening, Donald Trump was handed a note informing him that a civilian had been shot at the door to the chamber of the United States House of Representatives. Donald Trump put the note down on the table in front of him, continued to watch the attack on television, and still refused to tell the mob to leave the Capitol. Donald Trump was willing to sacrifice our Capitol to allow law enforcement officers to be beaten and brutalized in his name, and to violate the law and the Constitution in order to seize power for himself. I don't care if you are a Democrat or a Republican or an independent. That is depravity, and we must never become numb to it.
Liz Cheney, yesterday in Ripon. Trevi,
sitting there amongst mostly Democrats, and I'm terrible at guesstimates, but I'm going to say maybe including everybody at the venue, maybe it was 3,000 people or so. And I think we lost Trigvi for a second again. He'll come back on in just a second when he gets a connection.
I'm back.
All right, there we go. And we appreciate you. I know Trigvi, you're making a great effort here to be on. I really appreciate it. But I'm just saying that having Liz Cheney tell that story yesterday in a crowd of mostly, I'm going to guess somewhere between 2,000 and 3,000 total people, the majority of which were Democrats. She got a standing ovation when she came out. Chance of thank you, Liz. She seemed a bit overwhelmed. And yeah. and to stand there, when she started telling these stories as someone who had seen all of the evidence of January 6th, both classified and unclassified, and told this story, she had the crowd in the palm of her hand. You could have heard a pin drop. This crowd took her seriously and appreciated what she was doing.
Yeah, I think, you know, the moments, and I've seen this in my work around the world, the moments when you have people who are putting.
Hey, I think maybe you froze just a second. I mean, he'll be back in a second. Again, listen.
Ooh, sorry.
All right, go ahead.
I dropped for a second. You know, becoming what Liz Cheney has become, she really is doing what John McCain talked about, which is a cause greater than self. Mm. She, you know, it wasn't in her political self-interest to become what she's become, but it was the right thing to do. And people respect that.
Yeah.
And the reality is most of those people probably who were there, a lot of them, besides you, probably wouldn't agree with Liz Cheney on a lot of politics and a lot of policies, but they respect the fact that they all agree on what's most important, which is democracy. And if we don't have constitutional order, we're not going to be having debates about tax rates or all kinds of other issues. And so I think that respect, you know, it's just one of those unique things. People respect that.
Zomers, we have time for the next one. She makes the ask. Here is Liz Cheney last night making the ask of the crowd in Ripon.
In this election, a broad coalition has come together to support Vice President Kamala Harris. Now, we may disagree on some things, but we are bound together by the one thing that matters to us as Americans more than any other, and that's our duty to our Constitution and our belief in the miracle and the blessing of this incredible nation. We have a shared commitment as Americans to ensuring that future generations live in a nation where power is transferred peacefully, where our leaders are men and women of good faith, and where our public servants set aside partisan battles to do what's right for this country. So today I ask all of you here and everyone listening across this great country to join us. I ask you to meet this moment. I ask you to stand in truth, to reject the depraved cruelty of Donald Trump. And I ask you instead to help us elect Kamala Harris for president.
Liz Cheney yesterday in Ripon, Wisconsin, got about 30 seconds before the first break, Trigvi. Again, your point, neither she nor Harris said we always are going to see eye to eye. But I thought that was a remarkable piece of audio there and speech from Liz Cheney.
100%.
Come on back, talk more about this remarkable event in Ripon, Wisconsin yesterday. Don't go anywhere. It's Trigvi Olsen in Los Angeles. It's Toddy here in Madison. All right, here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
If you're living with dry age-related macular degeneration or dry AMD, you may be at risk for developing geographic atrophy or GA. GA can be unpredictable and progress rapidly, leading to irreversible vision loss. Now there's something you can do to
slow it down and get it going slower.
iZurvey is proven to slow GA progression.
iZurvey. IZERVAY gets GA going slower.
IZERVAY or Avacin Captid Pagel is a prescription eye injection used to treat GA. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. IZERVAY can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. IZERVAY may temporarily increase eye pressure. Your vision may be impaired after an eye injection or exam. Don't delay. Ask your doctor about IZERVAY today.
IZERVAY gets GA going slower.
Visit IZERVAY.com. That's IZERVAY.com.
Farmers in Wisconsin have always been ahead of the times, and it's no different in the mid-1800s. George Esterly was running a large wheat farm outside of Whitewater, but reaping his crop by hand was back-breaking work. Esterly invented a mechanical harvesting machine and used it in his own fields in 1844. He then won a Chicago Mechanics Gold Medal 4 years later. But was he the first in the country to build a harvesting machine? The answer is coming up. Esterly followed up his win by opening a factory in the Whitewater area, building the harvesting machines and eventually other farm equipment too. By the 1880s, 500 people worked there. So was Esterly the first in the country to build a new mechanical harvesting machine? Yes, this man's early farm invention lives on as a remarkable slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr.
News from the Center, WRCE.
Welcome back to the Tunnel Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network, now 21 past the hour of 12 noon on October 4th, 2024. A little Los Angeles music there for our friend, colleague, and ongoing contributor, senior advisor at the Lincoln Project, Mr. Trigby Olson, who joins us on a rare Friday appearance. We appreciate it so very much. Live from Los Angeles, California, where he's going to go see the Pack do a little work out there as well. Trigby, how's LA treating you so far?
You know, it's pretty good. You know, that song has one of the best lines in it of any song.
What is it?
Big nasty redhead at my side. Rolling down the Imperial Highway. Big nasty redhead at my side. Like, that is pretty fun. Randy Newman. Randy Newman probably would not survive today given some of his songs.
Right.
Would be very politically incorrect. But Randy Newman, that guy was a poet.
Well, I feel like usually his songs were politically incorrect to prove a point of like, come on, just be a normal person. Or not the right way. Come on, just respect other people.
Right.
Like, for example, the song
Short
People. It's a
little bit like Mel Brooks. Mel Brooks' movies took stuff to an extreme, right? Like the whole producers, right? Like,
yeah.
And I saw an interview once with Mel Brooks where he was basically saying, you know, what could be more insane than a bunch of people being like, we're going to round up a race and try and exterminate them.
Right.
So he took it to the extremes. Yeah, I would say this, you know, for any of the Wisconsinites who might be headed out to the Packer game out here, I went to the Academy of Motion Pictures Museum yesterday. It is one of, and I've been to, I'm not bragging here, but I've been to a lot of museums around the world. That is one of the best museums I've ever been to.
Wow. There you go.
It's incredible. That is an incredible museum.
I have not been, but thank you for the recommendation. Want to finish up this quick conversation on Vice President Harris and former Congresswoman Liz Cheney being in Ripon yesterday. And our time is short here today. And yes, I want to get into some of the remarks from Vice President Harris because she was extraordinary. And here's the thing, Trigby, I will say both for Harris and Cheney, but more so Harris, just because of what I'm going to say. I can't recall anything that was said by Vice President Harris yesterday in Ripon that would not have been said by Ronald Reagan, George H.W. Bush, or George W. Bush. It was a speech of American exceptionalism, of greatness, of working together to overcome our problems, to be a light around the world, reinforcing her support for Ukraine, which got huge applause from the Democratic crowd yesterday in Ripon. And it was a leader, Trigby. It was a leader who said, look, yeah, I have opinions and Liz and I aren't always going to see eye to eye, but right now that's not important because if we don't meet this moment as a coalition of voters, we're not going to have anything left to argue about. I think Trigby froze up again. Trigby's rarely at a loss for words. He has a tough connection out there in
Honestly, what is wrong with California?
I don't know. A power outage.
Internet keeps dying.
I want to get quickly to this last clip. This is a Liz Cheney putting it down there, as we say, where the chickens could get at it in regards to her support for Vice President Harris.
That here in Ripon, the Republican Party was founded. It was founded in a meeting in 1854 in the Little White Schoolhouse. And it was founded by people who were opposed to slavery. It was that Republican Party, the party of Lincoln and Eisenhower, party of Reagan and Bush. It's that party that I belonged to my entire life. I volunteered on my first presidential campaign. I already told you how old I am, so I'll tell you. In 1976, when I was 10 years old, and I was sealing envelopes for President Ford's reelection campaign, I cast my first vote ever in 1984 for Ronald Reagan. I served in the State Department in both Bush administrations, and I served in the United States House of Representatives for three terms, including as the third highest ranking Republican in House leadership. So, in other words, I was a Republican even before Donald Trump started spray tanning. I am a Ronald Reagan conservative. I believe in limited government. I believe in low taxes. I believe in a strong national defense. And I believe that the private sector is the engine of growth of our economy. I believe that the family and not the government is the most important structure in our society. I know that our security and our freedom depend upon a world in which America, with our allies, leads. And above all else, I know that the most conservative of conservative values is fidelity to our Constitution. I tell you, I have never voted for a Democrat, but this year, I am proudly casting my vote for Vice President Kamala Harris.
Trigby Olson, what say you?
I mean, I think Liz, you know, and there's the power in it, Todd. And you sent me a great text right after you were there. There's the power of what she's saying. I mean, I agree with all of it. It's how I feel. Mm-hmm. She's speaking how people feel. And it's a pretty amazing thing, you know, and maybe that gets to part of the energy, too. And I've said this before about the Lincoln Project experience, right? Like when we kind of exploded into the American consciousness in 2020, the most amazing part of it for me is somebody who had been around when we were having conversations and it was two or three of us, was that feeling of, wow, others felt the way I do.
Yeah.
And are willing to stand with you. And I'd talked to people around the world who had been fighting for democracy where that had happened, people like Havel and Landsbergis and Walesa. It's that feeling you're not alone.
Is
what's awesome about it.
And to see, and you've seen this 100 times, Trigby, but there's a, when you get people on the campaign trail, they either mesh or they don't. And the ease and the comfort, it seemed, between Harris and Cheney. And Cheney seemed just kind of taken aback, like, I can't believe all these people genuinely like what I'm doing. And it was you can't make this stuff up, Trigby. It's either there or it isn't. And I'm so proud of Cheney. I'm so proud of Harris because they appeal to our better angels.
100%. And Ronald Reagan and John McCain wouldn't have been on that stage with her if they were around.
Thanks, Trigby. Appreciate it. Safe travels. Go Pack, go. We're going to talk a little Badger football with Brady and Brandon, the Ewing Bros, next right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is News from the Center, WRCE.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Showing cattle is a big part of Wisconsin agriculture that some may even describe as an addiction. I'm Ben Jarbo with the Midwest Farm Report, and Bob Vandosky is here to explain how at their farm in Cleveland, Wisconsin, they got the idea to have a business where they board show cattle for other people.
Yeah, right. So, you know, we had our own show cows that we wanted to build a better facility for them and be able to, you know, feed them and milk them separately. And, you know, we, you know, it worked hand in hand with the farm store also to be able to view these show cows because they are washed and taken care of a little, you know, nicer than the other ones. And, you know, we made it big enough that, you know, we could expand and bring in other people's. It wasn't our first idea, but somebody asked us if we wanted to, you know, take in their animal, and then we thought, well, you know, maybe we should do more. So that's kind of how it evolved, and it really has taken off.
He says that they like to be able to help reduce stress on the animals whose owners may be states away and still be able to give them a great chance to do well in the shows. From the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Ben Jarbo, and the midday markets are coming up right after this.
Corn rootworm is a ruthless pest, which is why Bayer is relentless in its innovation. SmartStax Pro with RNAi technology is here. With an RNAi-based mode of action unlike anything that's come before, plus two proven BT traits, it's innovation that equals the strongest biotech defense in medium to high corn rootworm pressure environments from Bayer. Talk to your seed dealer about defending like a pro with SmartStax Pro technology. Read and follow pesticide label directions, IRM, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices. Copyright 2024 Bayer Group. All rights reserved.
There goes Pam Yonke across Wisconsin in her suburban truck. Thanks to Blaine's Farm and Fleet, the original, authentic, still family-owned since 1955. And from Farm First Dairy Cooperative, serving dairy farmers across the Midwest since 2013. Farm First Dairy Cooperative, member-focused, member-driven, member-led. Be sure to keep up with Pam and her travels at MidwestFarmReport.com and on Facebook at Midwest Farm Report, on Instagram at MWF Report, or by downloading the Midwest Farm Report app.
Welcome back. I'm Ben Jarbo with the Midwest Farm Report, and remember to follow along with us on all things agriculture by downloading our app, The Farm. You can download it at thefarmwi.com or by finding it on your app store. Now let's take a look at those midday markets from Chicago. The grain markets are taking some hits today, with December corn contracts down 4 cents at 424 and a quarter, and November soybean contracts down 7 cents at 1039. December wheat has taken the biggest hit, down 13 and a quarter at 590 and a quarter. Class 3 milk contracts are a little bit of a mix, with October contracts down 4 cents at 2285 a hundredweight, while November contracts are up 10 cents at 2193 a hundredweight. From the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Ben Jarbo.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
A ton of sunshine today and comfortable high temperatures as we reach 70 degrees. With feisty winds out of the south tomorrow, which shoves our highs to the low 80s. With chances of showers or a storm at night, after a cold front passes, it drags our highs on Sunday cooler to the upper 60s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 63 degrees.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba.
She is performing in Wisconsin. Charo, you might want to end up moving here because you're going to have that great of a time in Baraboo. Do you, let me just ask you this. Do you like cheese?
I love the cheese. I'm going to be eating cheese for 24 hours. It's a great, not really. You have a great reputation with the cheese. Wisconsin cheese is very, very famous.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Jane Mattenair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, National Security Leaders for America member Randy Manner joins us at 10:33 to talk about Project 2025. Pam Yonke in hour number two. Don't miss it.
Mattenair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
this day when I hear that song, I see you standing there on that lawn. Discount sheets, store-bought tank, flip-flops and cut-off jeans.
Welcome back to the Tell-All Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is now 34 minutes past the hour of 12 noon on this TGIF edition, October 4th, 2024. It's a picture-perfect day across most of Wisconsin, and I find out now it's a picture-perfect day back at the old hometown. It is homecoming for Richland Center High School, so let's take you there live via the old StreamYard across the airwaves. It is Mr. Brady Ewing and his brother Brandon Ewing joining us live from the RC. Brady, of course, a three-time Big Ten champion, captain of the team at one point with Russell Wilson and many others. Also spent 3 years in the NFL, and his big brother, a former high school head football and basketball coach in the RC, and a guy who likes to give Brady noogies. I don't know. I'm not sure. Guys, how are you?
Doing great. That's how are you, Todd?
Fit as a fiddle. Glad to have you along, guys. It's a beautiful day. Lots to talk about. You guys joined us when we were down in Monroe a couple weeks ago and kind enough to come on back together because people have been asking. They've been clamoring, you understand. We love the Ewing bros together, so we got to have more of this.
So, hey, can I interject here for a second, Todd?
Well, of course.
Okay, so how were the ratings from our last segments together? Did you see some, up. Like, yeah, that's awesome.
Todd, come on, man.
I'm telling you. So we got done with the segment last or 2 weeks ago, and I went out and grabbed we had a package delivered, and so I grabbed the package, and I'm looking at it, and there's a note written on it, and our awesome UPS driver was listening to the segment and knew and sent me a congratulatory message for beating Brady in our Know Your Brother segment.
Yeah, so. know your bro. And by just by a field goal, by a field goal as time expired, Brandon beat Brady as time expired. That's our great friend Matt delivering the UPS packages up there in Southwest Wisconsin. And a shout out to all of our great drivers, UPS, FedEx, Amazon, all those people work so very hard. Well, I'm glad people are listening. And I mean, we always enjoy. Brady's been on the show almost since the beginning. But, you know, any chance to get double the dose of Ewings, I mean, why not?
We'll take it, even if it's Brandon.
Yeah. I've been known as more of the hot take artist. Brady's pretty keen and keel and, you know, just kind of plays the company line. But Brandon's the guy that has all the hot takes.
But isn't that, I mean, to continue with the football analogy, I mean, isn't that, and doesn't that kind of fit the genre here? I mean, Brandon kind of is able to maybe hit the deep pass, you know, once in a while, but Brady just keeps grinding it out and scoring touchdowns. So, I mean,
it's that pullback mentality, right? You know, the walk-on mentality. Yeah. Brandon's the high flyer, firstborn, you know, quarterback, kicker.
Quarterback.
Right? Yeah. All right, guys.
Well, the old workhorse.
Well, you're both fantastic. We love to have you here. All right, let's get to business, boys. Todd went out to California last week to Los Angeles and went to the USC Badger game. Let me tell you this. It's a great facility. Awesome beach. Our friends at Hermosa Beach down there at the – ever get out there, guys. Underground pub. Great sports venue to watch Wisconsin sports whenever you're in the Los Angeles area. At Coliseum, a great place. The USC staff could not have been nicer to us. A couple of takeaways. Number one, if I ever hear the USC fight song again, I'll go nuts because that's all they play. And it dried by the second half, I was just about ready to lose what little hair I had left. Secondly, this game in the first half was like, oh my gosh, this is fantastic. And I likened it when I emailed you guys. It was kind of like going on to the bars with your friends and you meet that person you think is hot and good looking. And all of a sudden they're smiling at you. And all of a sudden, holy cow, they're talking to me. And then you're dancing. And then you think, holy cow, I'm going home tonight. I'm going to get lucky. And then they come up to you and say, nice meeting you. I'm going home, my friends. And then it's just over. And you're left high and dry. That's what I felt like between the two halves, Brady, last week in California.
Yeah, I mean, we were actually out at my sister's house for a family get-together. My sister from Illinois was in town. We had a little birthday celebration for the family. So I had the game on, watching intermittently, but pleasantly surprised first half. Brandon was more posted up on the couch than I was, I'll be honest. I was playing with the kiddos, so I could throw him under the bus. But from what we saw in the first half, it felt like there was that identity, that word everybody's throwing out, and I've thrown it out too. It felt like there was more of an identity power run game, even though they didn't put the quarterback under center and fourth and short in that situation. But it felt like there was more of an identity there, and came out lackluster in the second half. Brandon, what do you think happened in the second half as they came out and tried to transition?
Well, okay, I look at that, you know, we're up 21-17, right? And it's the play that everybody's talking about, the fourth and one. They go for it instead of kicking the field goal, and they come out in fourth and one in the shotgun. And I turned and I look at David Ewing, my father, and I'm like, what are they doing? And, you know, it's exactly right, because they ran that play to the right. They pulled the left and right, the left guard and tackle, and it left a wide open lane for that defensive end to shoot right after the running back. And it's like it was bound to fail from the start.
It was the second week in the row, guys. I mean, they did this last week against Alabama, and everybody's like, okay, fine, Longo made a mistake. And they do it for the second week in a row. And Brady, your former teammate J.J. Watt, who is now a national analyst with CBS, is, I mean, he's tweeting this out. I mean, I don't know, guys. Brandon, go ahead.
No, it's, you know, so while we were in it, and while it felt great in the first half, I tell you what, that was the straw. And from that point on, we lost all momentum. We lost all, you know, feel for the game. And we went from covering the spread to winning the game. We went from winning the game to basically getting blown out in a matter of a quarter. And it hurt. It sucked. And, you know, we go back to that whole identity, you know, who are we? You know, if right now the Badgers kind of look like a mediocre ACC or a Big 12 team, trying to be something that we're not.
Yep.
And, you know, I don't want to pile on, and it doesn't necessarily feel right, but at times it's hard to watch.
Yeah, it is. Brady, as a former Badger, spent 4 years there, of course, went to 3 Rose Bowls, 3 Big Ten championships. What about this? Your former teammate, as I said, J.J. Watt, tweeting out a little bit of shade. Braylon Allen, who is now at the Jets, even more so, saying, I'm paraphrasing, but essentially, at some point I'm going to go on a podcast and explain what things were like there the last year, meaning last year.
Should we get him on here?
Hey, you got connections, man, not me. That would increase. You want to know something to increase our ratings? Get Braylon Allen to give us an exclusive. But what about this? I mean, what do you think as an alum, this kind of open criticism? I mean, to Brandon's point, I think it's just.
Yeah, it's interesting. I had a media member from the Madison that covers the football team reach out to me earlier this week to, you know, do an article, and he was reaching out to a bunch of former players. And just with some of the commitments I have, especially with homecoming week and coaching and things like that, it just didn't make sense to do that. And I don't, there's a tug and pull there for me personally of, okay, how do I need to be as vocal about that? But no doubt, and I think we talked about this a lot through the transition from Chris to Fickell and this new staff and the way that things have been, I would use the word gutted a little bit at Wisconsin as far as those Wisconsin ties. You know, I don't know if it was intentional or not, but all of those Wisconsin ties that Coach Chris had worked so hard to surround himself with, the people that understand, at least historically, in the way that college football in Wisconsin was structured, what would help them have success, they knew what that blueprint was. And, you know, that was all taken away with the Fickell transition. And, you know, whether that was intentional or not, I think is up for debate. I do say, as an alumni and what drew me to the program as a walk-on, with the walk-on history that was there, you know, being from the state of Wisconsin, being a Badger fan, and then the ties and connection I had and the personal relationships with Chris, you know, Bosted, the list could go on and on with guys that Bielema had history with at Wisconsin, and they had history with Wisconsin.
Yeah.
You know, Coach Rudolph is another one, you know, played there as well. So with that leaving, I guess some of, you know, I still love Wisconsin. I'm still all in on Wisconsin. Don't get me wrong there, but there is a little bit of that personal element now where you don't feel as connected to things. As an alumni, or at least I don't.
guys, give me 30 seconds if you can, each of you, Brandon, then Brady. Can Wisconsin get a win this weekend against Purdue? And if so, how, Brandon?
Yeah, I mean, absolutely they can get a win. But I think they need to get and embrace who they are. Okay. And I don't care which direction that they go, but if they're going to be a spread and, you know, throw it all over the place, do that. Okay. If they want to be power, be power. Okay. But go out and just be, have an identity, have an identity, be who we are.
Yeah. Zomers, dial up some on Wisconsin for me. In the meantime, Brady, go ahead.
Yeah, I think they can, and we should go back and revisit our projections at the beginning of the season. I think I'm still trending pretty good.
You are well predicted.
But
the only thing you got wrong so far was Alabama. And the only thing I've got wrong so far is USC. And I think we both predicted they'd win this weekend against Purdue.
Yeah, and so I'm saying they're still going to do that. I think they continue to learn. I think Longo continues to learn on what can help be success from an offensive perspective. And, I think it's a home game, right?
Yes, it is. I'm going. My little sister, Heather's coming down. We're going to go to the game. Rob Wheat, my friend, I can't go. He says, can you and Heather go? So thanks to Rob, we're going to the game. Which brings us, Somers, hit the mute. We got to change things up, guys. We got to change the juju here. Go on. We got to burn some sage. No, hit the music. We're taking it out of the closet. It rarely comes out. This is for good luck. It's the Brady Rose Bowl jersey of 2012. That is going on. This is going to change things. It rarely gets used anymore. It hangs in my apartment. Here we go.
Before he did, I was going to say, you know, Todd, I recommend taking off your headphones.
It's going to bring us luck. We're going to change things around. Done.
Love it.
Number 34, ready to go.
It's changing. Next break, we're playing Jump Around.
All right, very good. Zombers will be all over that. All right, guys,
Todd?
Yeah, go ahead.
Did it feel like a Big Ten game?
Great question, and I'll say, I mean, I've never been there. I've been to the Rose Bowl three times for Rose Bowls. A different feel, not as picturesque maybe as the Rose Bowl, but really cool. I will say this. I don't like their scoreboards because, unlike Wisconsin, where you could always see like what down it is and everything, the whole LED screen changes the video. So a lot of the times, all you're seeing is replays or whatever, and you're like, wait a minute, what yard line are we on or whatever. So I didn't like that so much. But it's a cool historic stadium. We learned that it was built in honor of World War I veterans, so much like Camp Randall has a history of veterans with Civil War. Memorial Coliseum in L.A. is connected to World War I veterans, so that was really cool. And the fans were all really super. Well, there were a couple. They're always all right. But for the most part, the fans were fantastic. It's a cool venue. If you ever get out there to watch a game, do it. Did it feel like a Big Ten game? They made a big deal about it. Their fans seemed kind of excited by it. I don't know. It's different. It's different when you're watching the Badgers play and there's palm trees and it's not for a Rose Bowl or a bowl game. You know what I mean? Like, this is a regular season game now. But it was fun. I'd encourage people to go out and check it out.
Cool.
So there you go. Really quickly, guys, in hour number two, very excited to have, always excited to have you guys, but also excited in hour two, we're going to be talking to Ian O'Connor, author of this new book on Aaron Rodgers called Out of the Darkness, The Mystery of Aaron Rodgers. Have either one of you guys read it?
Not yet.
I haven't.
It's on my to-read list, but
I haven't gotten through it entirely. I want to come back, and I want to ask both of you, but I'm going to ask Brady first. As a former professional athlete, spent 3 years in the NFL, one of the things kind of going through this book so far is all these, the mystery part of it is Aaron Rodgers' life, and he's kind of, you know, he never really gives a straightforward answer on a lot of things. It's always kind of, you know, veiled and mysterious, and he goes on Pat McAfee and kind of says some outrageous stuff. But the question to you, Brady, well, to both of you, is once you go professional, are you signing away your privacy? Do you just expect as a pro athlete to give up some privacy, or are pro athletes people too? We'll ask Brady Ewing and Brandon Ewing, the Ewing Bros. Don't go anywhere. It's a Friday edition TGIF, the All Ball Show, right here on the Civic Media and Ewing Radio Network. Springsteen.
You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE. I don't know about other states, but in Wisconsin, we help our neighbors and love our communities. But California mega millionaire Eric Hovde doesn't seem to get that. Maybe that's why he questioned whether children should be able to stay on their parents' insurance until they're 26. And whether people in nursing homes should be able to vote. Hovde called for raising the retirement age for hardworking Wisconsinites and making obese people pay more for health care. And a Hovde company even spent decades trying to demolish the building housing Madison's oldest family-owned bar, something they finally did this year, shuttering a treasured neighborhood institution for good. That is not how we do things in Wisconsin. And that is why we can't let California mega millionaire Eric Hovde represent us. Paid for by a Better Wisconsin Together Action. ABWT-action.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Looking for a roundup of the day's important headlines in quick podcast form? Search no more. Find it now on the WRCE website at WRCE.fm, your news just for the Richland Center area. I'm Joanne Krulatz with WRCE News.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinair on Air with Jane Matinair. Weekdays 10 till noon on News from the Center. 107.7 FM and 1450 AM WRCE. And on the Civic Media app. Matinair on Air.
The vice presidential debate. Mike from Kenosha is on the line.
Isn't it the whole purpose of a debate to be on television for the public benefit? The narrative, questions, fact-checking, it's inconsistent at best.
You're absolutely right, Mike. Mainstream media is bailing massively by trying to both sides everything and sane wash everything.
Matinair on Air, weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. News from the Center, WRCE.
Tell All Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. The camp will be jumping around at the end of the third quarter. The students better be there by then. It's an early game, though, guys. It's an early, an 11 o'clocker. I don't know. What do you
got? Oh, you can do it.
Well, I will.
You can do it.
I will. Because I'm old. Go ahead. Yeah.
They sell beer there now. They have
Right? Right? I will say this. I know, Brady, we talked about it on the show before. I went to a couple, three basketball games last season after they started selling beer. I'll tell you, more students were there. And nobody got out of control. And I've been to, one game at the camp so far. And I don't know, it seems to help a little bit. What do you think?
I haven't been to one with it, but it's not going to hurt anything from a revenue perspective for the school or getting, you know, students in the stands.
Yeah. Brandon.
Yeah. Well, I look at when I used to, in my college days, go to all those games and, you know, we would do, beer for breakfast and
creative things.
Try to get there. Yeah. Try to get there by the third quarter.
Don't worry. The statute of limitations has expired.
Yeah. Well, thank goodness. But yeah, it's, I actually think that it's great. And, hearing the pallets worth of beer and alcoholic beverages that they brought in prior to this football season, pretty shocking.
Yeah. It's making the money at the old athletic department. All right. And we talked about in hour two, we got Ian O'Connor, this new book on Aaron Rodgers, Out of the Darkness, Brady, and then Brandon. Brady as a former professional athlete who spent 3 years in the NFL. Of course, it's different in all kinds of ways from being a college athlete. But in your opinion, in your experience in the NFL, do you, and give your own perspective or people around you, do you think the professional athletes at some level just say, okay, I have this opportunity that a lot of people don't get, I'm going to sign the contract, and do you just know and anticipate you're going to lose some of that privacy in your personal life? Or do you think that you're still entitled to that?
Of course, I think you're entitled to it, but at some regard, you're signing up for it. It's a platform that has pros and cons. So there's things that are amazing about that. You get to play a sport for your occupation. You get a chance to do something that you love or you grew up probably likely dreaming of, at least for myself, I can say that. And with that comes some challenges, but there's so much good that comes from that platform too. You know, the ability to, you know, reach different audiences, and a lot, you see a lot of guys using that for good. But, with that, a lot of the people that I saw, their circle starts to shrink down, especially the big people that, you know, are, you know, starting quarterbacks or whatever. Their circle really shrinks down because you don't know what people's motivations are, whether that is a long lost relative or somebody from your hometown or whatever. And I hate to say it, but people start putting their walls up, and, you know, I look at myself, you know, Brandon mentioned it earlier, when you're speaking to media stuff, I think Todd, we've gotten a pretty free flowing conversation going here in the past year, however long we've been doing it. But in the media, I mean, you pretty much say, you look at what Coach Chris, the way he talked to the media, right? He just gave you the most blanket answers. And like, that was his personality too, to a certain extent. And mine is mine, but, yeah, you end up kind of giving vanilla generic answers because you don't want to step too far outside the box.
Brandon, let me ask it to you in a different way. As a family member, as an older brother of someone who played in the college level and then the NFL, does it just hit differently when you hear people critiquing the team or the players, knowing that it's your brother?
Yeah, oh, absolutely. You know, I look at when Brady was drafted, and, you know, from day one, seeing some of the Falcons message boards about why would they take a fullback in the fifth round, you know, to, man, this guy can't, he can catch the ball, he can play pretty well, but he can't stay healthy, you know. And there's, you know, from a family member, from somebody that cares pretty deeply, it, you know, yeah, it hits a little different and it hurts a little bit. But at the same time, you know, I look at, like, I think it was, wasn't it Charles Barkley that said, I am not a role model.
Yeah.
You know, and then they had that whole marketing campaign centered around that. And it's like, why are we holding athletes to, yes, they should be held to a higher standard. Yes, people are always going to look up to them. But should we? Mm-hmm. You know, why don't we do the same with teachers?
totally agree with that. Unfortunately, we got a couple minutes left here, but quickly, each of you, I don't want to go too far into politics, but we were talking about Harris and Cheney having this joint political rally yesterday in Ripon, and the fact that it seemed to bring people together and it allowed people to believe in something bigger than themselves and be part of a team. And is that part of it, Brady, that we as fans are like, my life might suck, I don't have money, my car's beat, whatever it might be, and it's like for a moment, for 3 hours, I can believe in something else, and that becomes, I don't want to say our religion, but it becomes our venue, and we hold you guys up as holier than thou, and then are disappointed when you're not God's and perfect.
Right, and I think that's 100% true. I mean, I can, growing up, when I spoke about the Badgers team, this is before I even played for them, or the Packers in that regard, it was always we. It wasn't the Badgers, it wasn't them, it was we. So you do feel a connection. You know, I look at guys like Luke Swan or Jim Leonard that kind of paved the way, or Chris Maragos, paved the way for me as a Wisconsin walk-on to come into the program. You know, those are guys that I looked up to. And so no doubt it's, with that platform comes responsibility because people are watching, but there's, you know, typically we see the negative from that. And there's so much good going on out there.
Brandon, 30 seconds, it's yours.
Yeah, no, I look at Brett Favre. Okay. The guys I looked up to growing up, Brett Favre. Okay, loved his childish ambition, the gunslinging, you know, but he was flawed. He was very flawed. I look at Roger, same thing, very flawed. You know, these guys are special, but yeah, it's just something that we have to work through.
Brandon Ewing, Brady Ewing, always a pleasure, guys. Let's jump around, get the Badgers a win tomorrow at the camp. Thank you, gentlemen. Talk to you soon.
Thanks, Todd.
Back with hour two on the Civic Media Radio Network. Stay tuned. We have Sean Hannish and Ed O'Connor next.
This is News from the Center, WRCE. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Old World Wisconsin's Maria Comiskey for some Freaky Friday talk. And it's a bar band Friday night, which means Terry Barr joins us with excellent tunes.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 till 8. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
She is performing in Wisconsin early next month down in Baraboo. Charo, what is the secret? Is it the music? Is it the dancing? Are your shows what keep you young?
Yes, I will never get old while music is alive.
Yeah.
You got to move it, move it. I have ants in my pants. I have to move.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.